My name is John Haverlick, and for those of you that don't know me, I've been an educator, retired after 25 years, and worked in several parts of the state. Moved to Alaska in 71, so I've been here for over 40 years, and lived in Petersburg for almost 25. And the reason I wanted to speak today was I'm really hoping to get people active and involved in trying to help our borough save as much money as possible. They have a meeting this evening, and I'm really happy to hear that they've given the city manager an excellent review and looking at offering him another contract. In the 25 years I've been here, we've only had two good city managers, and Steve is definitely one of the best. And the other thing is we don't need to be spending tens of thousands of dollars to go out and recruit another person when we already have the best. And he's made some excellent contributions to the borough. And his idea of trying to save money and consolidate resources is phenomenal, and that's what we really need now, because the federal government's not going to help us, and the state is in way too much trouble. Even though Bert Stedman and Jonathan Christ Tompkins have done a phenomenal job, they're definitely in the minority. So I really appreciate the Assembly's support of Steve and hope they do offer him another contract. The other thing I'm kind of hoping is that I'm really into saving money. I was on the Assembly for years and tried to be as conservative as possible and cut as many things that I thought weren't necessary, so we can be ready for what's coming, because it's going to be devastating financially for us. Juneau, I've already heard that a third of the public employees have been laid off in the last 5 years or let go. And, you know, that's going to trickle down. Luckily, we have a good fishing economy and a little diverse, and we have excellent merchants that try to be competitive. And I really encourage people to shop locally. We need to keep as much business in town as possible. And on the borough consolidation, Steve and Carl and after Joe Nelson retired, came up with the plan, mainly Steve, to consolidate resources and have Carl Hagerman take over supervision of the Petersburg Power and Light, which is a great idea. It saves us at least $1 million over the next 5 years of going out and recruiting another director of Power and Light. And we don't need to be spending that kind of money. Carl, I've known for as long as I've been here, and when I was director of PIA for 8 years, he was a fantastic partner and did an unbelievable job. In fact, all the public works people, the wastewater, sewage plant, garbage, sanitation, I guess would be a better word, business office, we've got excellent people in the right place, and we need to expand what they're doing rather than hire more people. We can't afford to hire people. When Joe Nelson left, he had a great staff that he left us with, and they're very capable, they're very skilled, and with Carl sort of coordinating that and Scott Newman, we've got something that's working well, and we don't need to spend, like I said, $1 million over the next 5-6 years to put someone else in there. If we do have special projects, we'll do the same as what Joe did. He worked with SEPA, hired a consultant, and had them run the special project. Basically, we've got a system that isn't broken, so let's not spend money trying to fix things. Let's try to save everything we can and consolidate as many resources as we can and have people wear as many hats as they can to be ready for the future, and that's basically next year. We even with the schools, we have the best superintendent I've seen in the 25 years I've been here. So we've got everything going well, and if we could follow the example of KFSK, where they've been devastated with budget cuts, yet they still put out a quality program and serve our community's needs with far less money than most places and far less money than they've had to deal with. But they consolidated their resources, and everybody wears several hats, and it's been extremely successful as we saw in our last fundraiser, we've had the most membership and the most donations. And the community supports a successful program, and I wish you'd talk to your borough assembly people and make sure they support good things that are going on and not try to expand and spend lots of money. We just can't afford it.